What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 347th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. That's right. Right? 347? I think
you're right.
I wasn't here last time. I don't know.
That's true. You were, I forget what you were doing.
I was at Con of the North.
Oh, yeah. You're running your D&D games.
He was babysitting teenagers.
I was also babysitting teenagers.
347 is correct.
Yeah. I did run Pokemon D&D. It was very good.
I'm your host, SBJ, your D&D host, Greg.
You are not. I am.
I was setting it up.
Oh.
Patience. Your other host, Will.
Of the only role-playing games I've ever played, I've only ever played with Greg.
It's true. Ooh, we should get we should do Blue Rose while we're at Gen Con.
We should do Mythical and just call it something else and put it on a different feed and tell everybody, oh, hey, it's over here now.
Oh, hey, it's over here now.
Dang. Stop. Don't encourage these people.
Inspired by Mythical.
Inspired by true events.
A new Pokemon role-playing adventure.
The plan for today is we have a bunch of Pokemon news, we have our question of the week, and then our Pokemon of the week, and that's pretty much it. There's a lot of news this week.
I mean, if the news isn't that the new titles are Pokemon King and Queen.
No, stop. Nope.
Crown and Scepter.
Nope. We're not having this conversation because it's going to destroy my brain cells.
But Pokemon Queen. Like, come on.
No.
I mean, that's for next week when Steve's out of town.
Yeah. Well,
and we read all the Pokemon for filth.
Like they are.
Please, no. All right. Let's start with some Pokemon news here. So this is off Pokemon.com. Pokemon Day. Fun Pokemon Day 2019 activities abound. Pokemon Day nears us. So get ready for a bunch of awesome events and activities. This Pokemon Day is sure to be huge with exciting news and events celebrating more than 20 years of Pokemon fun. Pokemon Day itself is February 27th, the anniversary of the release of the very first Pokemon games in Japan, Red and Green. But the events planned are just too big to fit into one day. Look forward to exciting Pokemon Day festivities throughout the week and beyond. Pokemon TCG fans, be sure to check your trade and play events happening at GameStop and Best Buy in the United States. Meet up with fellow players and collect and bet to battle and trade and pick up free oversized booster pack containing a 3-pack of mini cards and other fun goodies while supplies last. The fun starts February 23rd. Click here for the complete details of the play and trade event. You can go to GameStop or you can go to Best Buy. The booster pack contains a mini 3-pack of an actual booster pack. It contains an activity sheet. It contains a TCG coin, the same coins you would get in a blister pack, which are like the 3 booster packs plus coin. I got a Rowlet. And then it came with a info card of how the TCG works. So I did go to GameStop. I did get one.
So you sacrificed for all of us.
It was as awkward as you would expect walking into a GameStop and asking specifically for a booster pack, not buying anything, and then proceeding to leave.
Wow.
I mean, did you at least shop around first so they didn't know why you were there?
Nah.
I might buy something.
I didn't want to humor them.
you didn't even look. I think the standard procedure should be you should walk around looking at the walls until somebody comes up to you and says, oh, hey, is there something I can help you with? And then you can say, yes, I want a booster pack. And then they get it for you and then you leave. And then they feel like, well, at least I did some work today.
Yeah.
I thought the weirdest part was when I asked for it, they went to the back to get it. And then they came back and they held it in front of me. And I was like, okay, that's it. And then he handed it to me. And then he was like, do you want to trade? And I was like, what? And then he pulled out a binder with a bunch of like common cards like Weedles and Whirlipedes. And he was like, yeah, they sent us a bunch of cards so we can trade with you guys. And I said, oh, that's fun. But
it is the trade and play event, sir. The trade and play event.
I did say, oh, that's fun, but I don't need any cards.
Then why were you getting the pack in the first place? You are a mystery.
Well, I wanted to see what was in the pack. Plus, it was free. What do you want
from me? Why didn't
you
open the pack in front of him and then say, oh, okay, I just wanted to see what was in there, and then leave them on the counter?
Again,
so he truly felt worthless.
All of these things lead to more time in GameStop.
Well, I mean, it's not like the air is filled with poison.
No,
I mean,
but
only in 10% of them.
Anyway.
Okay, so.
Okay, yes.
Ask so they away. Just had cards to, like, was it meant that you'd open your packs and say, oh, I don't need this one and trade it? Or is this like, hey, come in with your existing stuff and trade with GameStop?
I think it was probably to open the packs to be like, oh, like, I opened my pack. I actually got a GX in mine. I had a Hoopa GX, a Metal Goggles, and then a Blitzel. And it's actually a really cute Blitzel. So I guess, like, if I didn't like Blitzel, which is, like, you cannot trust a person who doesn't like Blitzel. And I was like, oh, I don't like Blitzel, but, oh, you have a Farfetch. I guess we can trade. Because, like, there was nothing rare in the binder the GameStop employee had. It was probably, like, every common card. What it seemed like to me, and I just, I mean, I looked at it for less than 10 seconds, was, like, every common or uncommon card in team-up that they were sent. So I think it was, like, the concept of probably introducing younger people to trade for the first time. So they would go through the binder, they would see a Pokemon, they would be like, I don't like Blitzel, and then the GameStop person would trade. But I did ask, I said, were you guys busy earlier, or did you have a lot of people for this? And the GameStop employee looked at another employee, and they were like, oh, there was like 5 people earlier that were trading. So I guess some. Yeah. I think the problem with these events are, like, what, as somebody who worked at GameStop over a decade ago, like, I remember Saturdays and Sundays being the worst days to work at GameStop. And so, like, I feel like the problem with these events are, why would I want to do this? Is it, like, I would have to, as a GameStop employee, like Pokemon. And even if I did like Pokemon, I feel like as a GameStop employee, I had a million other things to do because they staff your store with 2 people. And then always on a Saturday or Sunday, somebody's coming in with a basket full of Madden NFL games and a million other garbage games that are worth 10 cents, and they want you to scan every single game, and you have to sit there and be like, we have too many of these. We can't take this one. Okay, this one's worth 10 cents. This one's worth a quarter.
Trust me, they came in with more than just that basket. They also came in with a terrible, terrible attitude of how terrible GameStop is, because they never give you good value on your trades. And yet they're still showing up with a basket full of trades.
Yeah. So I like kind of like feel bad, because if Pokemon wants these events to succeed, and I don't know what their measurement of success is, which I guess is a different conversation, but they need to have like, Nintendo has Nintendo ambassadors. They have usually, depending on how big your state is, like, so the state of Wisconsin has 2 Nintendo ambassadors, which is not enough for a whole state, but also these are the people that go from Target to Walmart to, you know, GameStop and make sure that the Nintendo stuff is set up the way that Nintendo wants it to, and also to do, you know, events. Like, if there's an early release for like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, they were the people at Toys R Us demoing it, you know, making sure people got the right information. But I don't know why, like, is there literally somebody in corporate sitting there being like, all right, let's do another GameStop event. Obviously, GameStop will do anything we want because they're dying for people to get in our store. Okay, we're going to send the GameStop employees binders. We're going to have them trade. Like, has anyone that has worked at the Pokemon company actually stepped foot into a GameStop? That is my question.
Because nobody goes to a GameStop. Well, they know.
What we need to do is go to Bellevue or Seattle, Washington, and go to the GameStops there. Because for all we know, those are like luxury spas with like essential oils and massage and saunas. And it's like just wonderful. And they're like, well, obviously everybody wants to come to GameStop. It's such a wonderful experience.
I should have went to a Best Buy to see what the experience there was. But if it was anything like the Latios distribution at Best Buy, Every Best Buy is a treasure hunt. Where do they put the cards in this Best Buy?
Oh yeah, it's a treasure hunt in DC because the one by my house closed, so I don't even know where Best Buy is anymore.
Okay.
You'd think that's your nation's capital, you'd be able to keep a store open, but we got no GameStops.
You
Best
can't
Buys
keep
are
anything
closing
else
down.
Open. Why would you keep a store?
Oh, hot takes.
All right. So some more. This is, again, still off the same article of Pokemon Activity Day. Settle in to watch all the episodes you want on twitch.tv/PKMNcast. Oh, wait. They forgot the PKM.
Wait.
Oh, wait. It just says Twitch.
Just says Twitch.tv.
Ah. They offer Pokemon the Series Marathon from February the 27th to May 5th. Fans can head to twitch.tv/TwitchPresents to watch episodes from the Pokemon series Diamond and Pearl, remake confirmed, Pokemon the series Black and White, clearly remake confirmed, and Pokemon the series X and Y, no remake there, as well as select movies. Twitch will also showcase their favorite episodes and movies all day on February 27th, highlighting Pokemon such as Pikachu, Zekrom, Eevee, Snorlax, and other Pokemon part of the tag team in the recent release of the Pokemon TCG Sun and Moon team-up expansion. Disney XD in the United States will join in on the fun by airing blocks of fan-favorite episodes on February 27th starting at 3 p.m., plus YTV in Canada will air a marathon of the final four episodes of the Sun and Moon Ultra Adventures starting at 4 p.m. PST. Check your local listings to confirm times and channels. To mark this year's Pokemon Day, the Pokemon Center is debuting a new line of premium apparel called Pokeball Classics. The collection includes clothes and accessories featuring a clean Pokeball pattern that is perfect for when you want to dress up your best but show off your Pokemon pride. The Pokeball Classics collection launches February 27th at PokemonCenter.com. Following last year's big Pikachu Funko Pop reveal, Bulbasaur is the next Pokemon to get the Funko Pop treatment. Look for your beloved partner Pokemon to arrive in pop form on February 27th. Have fun celebrating Pokemon Day 2019.
Where are these Pokemon Classics or Pokeball Classics?
Yeah, I really want to see these.
I have them in the press release. They're like all... It's like a top... Okay, so I can explain what it is. I don't think they released... I'm sure there are pictures somewhere, but it's just a polo with it's a black polo with little the standard Pokeball, like instead of dots, it's just the Pokeball. And then it's a tie, it's a black tie with the same pattern. And then it's a male's watch and a female's watch made by Fossil with a Pokeball less subtle or more subtle, I guess. And then it's a wallet. That's a black wallet with a little Pokeball icon on it, and that's it.
I'm not impressed.
But, like, the problem with, like, any designer wallets are they're, like, really thick, and so I will never get... I will always stick with my, like, thin...
Let's not hate on thick wallets. Some of us like them thick.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so there's a picture of it on Newsweek, I think. There's a messenger bag? Is that listed?
Oh, yeah.
The thing?
I forgot all about
the messenger bag. Is really cool looking.
Yeah, but those bags are always too small.
For what?
What are you going to put in them?
A book? A message?
The Charizard messenger bag? Big Timbuktu? Remember that one we talked about?
Yeah, that one you can put a computer in. Like, if I'm going to carry a bag, it needs to carry my computer.
Okay.
Nobody uses computers anymore. It's tablets and phones.
Oh, my bad. It has to fit.
And it can fit a tablet and a phone.
It has to fit my Switch, and I feel like the Pokeball messenger bag can fit a Switch and nothing else.
Well, what more do you need if you're out on the go for battling? So, okay, is this a scarf? It's a tie and a scarf?
Oh, yes. Sorry, there is an infinity scarf, too.
And then there's... Okay, so the polo, I didn't think it was a Pokeball pattern all over the thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's not good.
Well, your first problem is it's a polo.
Why is that a problem?
Because they're uncomfortable. Like, if you're going to go the step to do polo, just do a dress shirt.
No, I don't want to button all that buttons up.
How often are you buttoning and unbuttoning?
A dress shirt?
Yeah.
To get it on to get it off.
Shirt off to go to the bathroom? Like, what?
No, but it's still a lot of effort when you're taking it on, and then you gotta go to the gym and you gotta fold it,
and ugh, no thank you. Look, I live a quick and easy life that also has a classic style. I'm not this hoodie-wearing hooligan that thinks hoodies are for all weather. They're not. I have business casual needs, and dress shirts that I have to button up are too dressy. So, I live a polo life, a classic polo life.
I feel like you're putting on a dress shirt. You're wearing the dress shirt until the no need for dress shirt is to be over, and then you take it off, and then you put the hoodie on.
Now, you know,
one, you're never wearing a hoodie because they're gross.
And Greg, I've just pulled up this collection now, and now I see what the problem is. Young people these days have no taste. And
true.
I've seen this, where they wear these, like, really ugly patterned clothing.
Yeah.
And this polo falls right in line with, like, I want to wear polka dots. Look, nobody's wanted to wear polka dots since 1910, okay? They're not
and
coming
even
back
then,
into fashion.
They were just impressed that there were circles.
Well,
it was
they were
a
impressed
time.
That they could apply ink to fabric and not have it wash off in the rain. Come on. So, I mean, this is hideous.
Yeah, it's not good.
What is with the people these days with these clothes they wear? But yes, now, that bag does look it could only hold a switch.
The bag is small. The wallet I'm interested in.
Because
I need a new wallet.
As well.
I love watches. But I can't see the watch here.
What?
It's on the table there.
Fossil.
I know, just can't see it in detail.
I can't see it in detail.
Fossil used to be like premium, and now I feel like Fossil is just like the generic thing you get at Walmart.
What? Fossil used to be premium in what world?
Yeah. I mean, they charge a lot for their stuff. But
I don't know, in like 1998, I felt like if you had a Fossil, you were doing pretty okay in life.
No.
That's marketing. Marketing seeping into your brain.
If your watch costs less than $10,000, it's not premium, folks. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, Fossil was overpriced. Always has been. That didn't stop me from buying the 10th anniversary Pokemon Pikachu watch, which I still have. But Fossil's not like super high-end premium. Like, they sold out a long time ago. Like, they're like, yeah, it costs a lot to have this watch, like $100, but it's got your favorite character on it, and you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, now that I'm staring at it, I could maybe wear that shirt. I'd never wear that tie, though.
I would pick the tie over the shirt.
I'd never wear a black tie unless it was... Well, okay, so I will buy it, and I'll save it for all my Pokemon friends' funerals, and then I will wear the black Pokemon tie for their funeral.
That's a good plan. That's a real good plan.
You do have to plan ahead for funerals because they are inevitable.
They are.
But the only watch that's getting my Apple Watch off my wrist is a Rolex. Future husband.
Some more Pokemon Day stuff. Although this wasn't part of the Pokemon Day thing, but I mean, well, I guess this news. So they announced the Pokemon Day stuff that I just read. That was everything that they said. You want me to say, but
no.
Steve, why didn't you bring up this or that? I will reread the first sentence. This Pokemon Day is sure to be huge, with exciting news and events celebrating more than 20 years of Pokemon fun. There you go. I reread the first sentence. So if there's anything else coming, it's surely not on their website.
Are we halfway to Pokemon 25 yet, or is that like in October?
Well, the 27th is when Red and Blue launched, which I think was 2 years ago now.
Okay, so October will be the halfway point.
Okay, so this came out the day after. This is also on Pokemon.com. A new look for Pokemon TV. Check out the new Pokemon TV mobile app updated with a fresh interface and new features. The updated Pokemon TV mobile app is here with new features to make it easier than ever to watch your favorite episodes and movies. Look forward to an updated iPad and iPhone version of the app in the App Store and for Android devices in Google Play. Enjoy the adventures with Ash, Pikachu, and their friends as they travel through the incredible world of Pokemon. Dozens of episodes are available, including the current season Sun and Moon Ultra Adventures. When you finish an episode, you'll automatically get suggestions on what to watch next. New Pokemon Trainer Club integration lets you start watching one on the mobile device and switch over to another and continue watching. That's actually pretty cool that it's
pretty good.
Linked now. You can download the episodes to watch offline if you're headed somewhere without reliable internet. Also, a very good feature. Probably especially for parents who want to have their kids watch something. Download now and have fun watching Ash and friends in the world of Pokemon with the new Pokemon TV mobile app. This is version 3.0, by the way, and the app icon does change.
So I have a question.
Okay.
I haven't been watching the Sun and Moon thing. I listen to Alola Vacation, that fine podcast, but I do not watch the cartoon. But Zach was visiting me at my house
on
Thursday.
Just a heads up, before I forget. Last week's version, episode of Alolan Vacation is free to everyone. It is about the baseball episode of the anime, which is had a lot of buzz around it when it came out. So ISC.cash.
A year and a half ago.
That episode is completely free. If you want to listen to the rest of the episodes of Alolan Vacation, it's $5 a month. There's 20 plus episodes and more episodes coming weekly. But okay, continue. Zach was over.
So Zach was over, and I don't have regular television at my house, so he put on Pokemon TV, I have it on my Roku, and pulled up an episode of Sun and Moon, and it started out, I think it's a different theme song than I remember from original Sun and Moon.
Then it was Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon.
It was like all the Tapus, and it's like, yeah. Tapu Lele, Tapu Fini, Tapu. That was awful.
What?
That is possibly the worst intro Pokemon song I've ever heard in my entire life.
What are you? The Pokemon... Oh, these are... The Pokemon Ultra theme song is a bop.
Why are they shouting out the Tapus? What was the purpose of that? What's the point? It makes no sense. It's not, like, inspiring me to live my life better as, you know, Black and White... You know, their intro is basically a mantra about how to live a nice, well-balanced life and everything. And this is just like yelling out random words. And then it's like, have fun in the sun. Okay. I mean, do you have an explanation?
Have fun in the sun is the first one.
I'm pretty sure this one also ends with have fun in the sun.
I'm listening to it now.
No, this one says under the Alola moon, I think. I believe the first one says under the Alola sun.
Ah, okay, okay. I wasn't paying that much attention because I was just like, this is so awful.
It is so good.
The Ultra Sun,
that is a good theme
Ultra
song.
Adventure ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really great.
It's really good. Will, what?
I think
normally
maybe...
Normally I'm
I think,
with you on your darkness, but...
I think maybe...
This is a sweet, happy joy.
Yeah, like, it's a bop. It's a...
It's good.
Explain it to me. What is the point of yelling out the Tapus at the beginning?
I don't know.
Is this something
what,
that the kids do these days that I don't...
What song was yelling out Tapus? I don't know which one you're referring to. Because the Ultra theme song doesn't say the Tapus' names, but they do show the Tapus.
It literally starts Tapu Bulu, Tapu Fini,
Tapu Lele,
Tapu Lele,
Tapu Fini.
Just like that. It's like that is the background beat vocal.
Yeah.
And,
it does.
I got it. It's mumble rap. I hate Post Malone. It touched that trigger on me, and that's why I hate it. Okay. Figured it out. Post Malone
Karen,
is terrible.
Sharon,
if you listen and enjoy
training.
Post Malone, I apologize
yeah,
for
it's
you.
Yeah, it's got all the caring, sharing, training. Purchasing, buying.
Dang, this song is so good.
It's like the lowest energy level effort to put music together.
No, it's like a low key bop though. They get you with the underline. Yeah, because like you listen to it and you're like, wait a minute, I need to listen to that again.
No, this is the equivalent of somebody like saying, I've prepared this like delicious peanut butter chocolate cheesecake for you, and you're like, no, 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 I'd rather just open this packet of sugar and dump it in my mouth. Because that cheesecake is way too much effort to put something quality together.
We're going to have an episode where we go through these theme songs.
Yeah, we are real. We are going to, we'll rate them. I'm into this one. I fell off the anime bandwagon for a while because there's so many good animes going on right now, and I just don't have that much time. And quite frankly, Pokemon is not a great anime.
I was reincarnated as a slime or whatever.
It's so good. That show is so good. But yeah, now I have to listen to this opening more because it's real good.
Very good.
Very good.
Speaking of anime, the new Pokemon movie, or sorry, the new Pokemon TV debuts with cinematic power. The updated app launches with Pokemon the movie The Power of Us for a limited time. The launch of the new Pokemon TV mobile app is a cause for celebration. So for a limited time, you can watch the latest Pokemon cinematic adventure, Pokemon the movie The Power of Us, in its entirety on the Pokemon TV. And with the latest Pokemon TV features, you can use the Trainer Club. We already talked about that. If you're unaware of what this movie is, The Power of Us follows Ash and Pikachu as they travel to Fula City during the annual Wind Festival, celebrating the legendary Pokemon Lugia. While there, they meet a variety of wide characters, including a young athlete, a compulsive liar,
terrible
a shy researcher, a bitter old woman,
pointless,
and a little girl with a big secret.
The real reason the movie should have focused on.
When a series of threats endangered the festival, I feel like there was only one, and the city,
there were two,
all learn to work together to save the day. And what part does the mythical Pokemon Zeraora play?
Not a big one.
Actually, a pretty tiny one. This epic event will be on the Pokemon TV for a limited time. So update your TV app to watch it now.
I feel like this is a poor start to launch with.
We've covered everything on Pokemon.com in regards to Pokemon Day, including the news after Pokemon Day, which was the TV app and the movie and stuff. But wait,
there's more?
There's more news leading up to Pokemon Day. Some could argue this might be the most effort they've ever put into a Pokemon Day. So here's the next news off Pokemon.com. Catch the dates and venues for Worlds and the North America International. Save the date for the most important Pokemon tournaments of the year as we return to two venues brimming with Pokemon Championship Series history. The Pokemon World Championships will be coming back to Washington, D.C. from August 16th through the 18th. Returning to the one of the most famous cities in the United States and site to the famous video game match featuring Pachirisu. Oh, they're going to run that in the ground, aren't they?
I was there. I was there when it happened.
Who was there?
It's like a very WWE thing is to like take something and just grind it into the ground. You remember that match, right? Pachirisu?
You remember Pachirisu.
You remember when no one cared about Pachirisu? Now we're making Pachirisu merchandise left and right. Veterans of the 2014 Pokemon World Championships will feel at home at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center, but they'll sure to enjoy the extra space as the event expands into Halls D and E. This is where you said it was going to be, right, Will?
It's our only convention center, so that's where it would have to be.
Do you remember if it was only in one hall before?
It was, yes, because there was actually another anime convention going on at the same time. So basically, Pokemon Worlds had the second floor, and they kind of divided one of the halls into, like, two. So, yeah.
All right, well,
it wasn't that much.
They got D&E this year. You'll need plenty of championship points to qualify for the Pokemon World Championship, so don't miss out on the North America International Championship. The biggest Pokemon tournament in North America will take place a little earlier than usual this season. From June 21st to 23rd, 2019, at the Greater Columbus Convention Center in Columbus, Ohio, the North America International Championships are open to all players in good standings, so make your travel plans now. For the last, I want to say, 4 years, and I'm sure somebody will correct me, it was always over Independence Day. I don't know if this was a coincidence or they were like, hey, maybe we shouldn't have it on a holiday anymore. But also, this is the second or third time they've done Ohio? Third time.
I think it's the third time.
This is the third time.
Because didn't it used to be tied to Origins and then they separated it from Origins?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Hmm.
The 2019 World Championships are quickly approaching, so don't miss out your chance to qualify. Check out the event locator to find local events or try your luck at the larger regional championships. And if you're looking to compete in the Pokken Tournament World Championships, don't miss your chance to qualify at the upcoming Europe or North America International Championships. There will be a final Pokken Tournament Series qualifier before the Pokken Tournament World Championships. Check-in for all invited World Championship competitors will start on August 15th. You can have a great time at the Pokemon World Championships, even if you're not coming competing in the main event by attending as a spectator. Come to see all the battles in person and participate in side events throughout the exciting three-day event. Information about purchasing spectator badges will be available soon. Stay tuned for more information regarding the 2019 Pokemon World Championships and North America International Championships, and good luck to everyone competing in this season's events.
And if you're planning on crashing at my place, just please be advised that I do live 4 miles. It's pretty much a straight line, but 4 miles away from the convention center, and it's a half-hour drive. So, and I don't have parking down there. So just keep that in mind with your planning. Did I just invite everyone to come crash at my place?
Yeah, you just did. I was like, ooh,
I only have one bathroom.
Install another one.
Yeah, just get another one.
I live
installed
on the second floor. Where am I supposed to put it?
just get a urinal in that other bathroom.
I don't even have the other bathroom yet.
So
well, you got some time to figure it out. That's all I got to say. I don't know what to tell you.
So that's it off Pokemon.com. Couple things missing. Nothing about the Detective Pikachu movie. But I am still pretty confident that we'll probably get something in regards like a new trailer or a new TV spot. And nothing about Pokemon Go. But they have... That was like kind of the big thing last year for Pokemon Day, was the shiny party hat Pikachu in Pokemon Go. And then the year before was the first time there was the hat Pikachu. Party hat Pikachu that you could get. The only difference was last year it could be shiny. So I would expect something as the sort, since Pokemon Go really loves their events, which we'll get to after the break here. The other thing, which is a little frustrating, is there's nothing game-related for Let's Go or for Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. Now, last year we did get Hidden Ability Incineroar, Primarina, and Decidueye, but that came about 2 weeks after Pokemon Day, so you could speculate that those were supposed to be Pokemon Day-related events for Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. And we talked about that last year, but that was not the thing. Last thing I'll touch on is if people are expecting a new game and that doesn't happen, I feel like the backlash will be like, they didn't do anything for Pokemon Day. But I do really want to stress that they have done a lot. Like, everything we just read in the last 35 minutes, new stuff at, like, actual events at GameStop, updating the TV, like, the mobile app. And even if you don't use the app, it's, like, a huge update. Announcing Worlds, they have done a lot in this last week. And I do not want that to be, like, oh, because they didn't announce a new game, this was a disappointing Pokemon Day. Like, this is what we should expect year after year, and not every Pokemon Day needs to have a new game announcement. But if they do announce a new game, I'm sure that will be fine, but keep in mind they did do a lot regardless of game or not game. Pokemon.com if you want to stay up to date with what was done. And the Funko Pop stuff was also a thing. And the Twitch stuff. I forgot about the Twitch stuff. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We got some Pokemon Go news. And, yeah, some changes to Pokemon Go as well. So we will be right back.
They had people there to manage the flow of traffic. Be like, hey, walk this way, or hey, walk this way, just to keep it clear. Walk this way, or hey, walk this way. That all went okay.
Yeah.
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 They had people there directing traffic all day. I'm like, let these people walk. Let these people walk this way. Walk this way.
That's the one.
Walk this way. Now walk this way.
And we are back from our break. So this news is off PokemonGoLive.com, so the official Pokemon Go website. This also came after the announcements of Pokemon Day. So remember, Pokemon Day announcements happened on February 20th. We'll read this first bit of news here on February 21st, which is new team medallions allow trainers to switch teams. Trainers taking down gyms and battles in raids have been a team effort for over the last 2 years. Whether you are on Team Instinct, Team Mystic, or Team Valor, you have come together with your teammates and helped one another be better trainers. It's a heck of a debatable sentence there.
That's a stretch. It certainly is.
They listed the teams in the correct order, top to bottom.
I know. I was just going to say, because I don't think anybody on Valor could be a good trainer.
Right. So, Team Instinct, best. Team Mystic, fine. Team Valor, look at your life. Look at your choices.
We loved watching you share your team pride and band together with others to take on new challenges. Are you ready to take...
Who are these people watching me? Where are they watching from?
They're gathering your sweet, sweet data.
Are you ready to take your talents to a new team? The team leaders would be excited to recruit you. We're happy to share team change with you. Later this month, starting at 1 p.m. PST on February 26th, day before Pokemon Day, team change will allow trainers to change their team once a year. Inserted trainers will be able to purchase a team medallion for 1,000 coins from the PokeShop, which is $10. Choose your team wisely, trainers. You may only purchase a team medallion once every 365 days. Once purchased, you can find the team medallion in your bag, and when you decide to activate it, you will be guided through the process of the team selection screen to choose your new team. Any of your Pokemon that are in gyms will change teams. When you change teams, will be returned with no coins earned once it's defeated. You also cannot battle your own Pokemon, so if you return to a gym with one of the Pokemon you are defending, your Pokemon will be returned to you with no coins earned. I didn't even think about that, but apparently they did. We can't wait to see new gyms you win with your friends or Pokemon. If there's one question... Will you be hatching eggs with Spark, conducting research with Blanche, or battling alongside Candelia? Let's team up and go.
So I have a very important question that I'm not sure that they considered when they made this decision to make this an option available to people. What are they going to do when everybody switches to Team Instinct? Because they've realized they don't want to be on a bad team anymore.
Right. I mean, one, we welcome you to our ranks. Finally correcting your life choices. Two, I look forward to the Sea of Yellow. And you can just battle the other two sad, you know, leaders for PvP battles. But think of all the free coins you'll earn by having your Pokemon in gym. No longer will your Pokemon be wounded by a dreamy mystic who doesn't know what they're doing, or a Team Valor who just stumbled upon your gym and mumbled their way through battling you.
Mumble, yes. There you go. Post Malone is Team Mystic. I mean, Team Valor.
So I'll take a neutral stance here. I think this was...
Well, what team are you on?
I'm on Mystic, but I have zero team pride. I could literally buy this medallion and switch to any team and not care. Like, I just... It's like the same as... I don't know, I guess it's like the same as like a football team. Like, I have no horse in any race. And I guess that's a bad example because I don't like football.
I knew he was going to say this. Like, this is too close to sports for me.
But even this is a football team you're actually on.
Yeah, but it's not like I get benefits for being on it.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
When we raid together, you get more Pokeballs because we are good. We are on the same team.
We contributed more.
I don't think like one or two extra Pokeballs like is making or breaking my life and playing Pokemon Go.
You say that now, but we were all there when you were on your lonesome catching Heatran for your loser team. And the rest of us were like, yeah, we got 5,000 chances. And you're like, I got a rock.
What?
We were there.
I'm pretty sure there was other mystics there.
No, they were just messing with you.
Okay, back to the attempt of a point I'm trying to make. We already know that Team Instinct is like the least populated team, and Team Mystic is the most populated team, right?
Like, I find that hard to believe, given
no
the
if that's true.
Structure
no,
of this podcast.
That's super true. Like, Mystic,
do they have a census?
I mean, there has been censuses before, but I think Mystic is like 50% of all players. It's like really high.
I just find this very hard to believe.
Wait, why do you find that hard to believe? It's been Mystic since day one, like ever since
Greg
teams rolled
and
out.
I are Instinct, and everybody wants to be like us.
Yeah.
So obviously they would have chosen Instinct. Well, it took me a very long time to pick a team, didn't it?
It took you a long time. You're like,
I'm like super
neutral.
Like, I refuse to be on any team. I won't pick a team.
According to Team Instinct is up there as of the last Pokemon Go Fest.
So this was 9 months ago off the Pokemon Go subreddit. Mystic is 43.4%. Valor is 30.8%. And Instinct is 25.8%.
Yeah, but 9 months ago, all these babies hadn't been born, and the babies immediately were enrolled in Team Instinct. So we're at least like 42% now.
Where did they pull that from? What is their research method?
I have people saying what team they're on?
Well, people lie about that stuff all the time.
Why would you lie about your team?
Because
they surveyed 10,000 people.
Who surveyed? Is this a Gallup poll?
Pokemon Go subreddit. Which has 1.5 million subscribers.
First off, all the people are ashamed because they're on Reddit in the first place.
Correct.
I don't know why you guys are debating who's on whose team. Who cares? The point
we
is,
care.
Mystic has the most players and Instinct does not have the most players. Why are you trying to know? It's been like this since day one.
Because we are Instinct and we know we're the best.
That's not even the point I'm trying to make.
Buy your terrible propaganda.
I don't care who is on whose team. That's not the point I'm trying to make. I'm trying to get to...
I mean, you're arguing a lot about it for a point you don't care about.
What is your point? What I'm trying to get to is, what is stopping players from leaving Valor and Instinct and going to Mystic and pushing that Mystic number up more? And is that ultimately going to make the balance in Pokemon Go unfair if everything is priced the same? So if you do something in like an MMO, like, hey, we need people to go to the server, otherwise the server is going to die. We're going to offer you like a free move, or we're going to offer you coins, or we're going to offer you something to keep all three of these teams balanced. Because having one team be dominant, in this case Mystic being 42%, almost half of all players, is probably not super great for the entire game, and it should probably be everyone should be closer to 33-33-33. But maybe not, I don't know. I don't know what like the Horde Alliance thing in World of Warcraft is. I don't even think that matters, I guess, at this point, 15 years into World of Warcraft.
I mean, it matters still, but I mean, I don't know that it matters to your point.
I don't think that Niantic cares. You know, everybody could be on one team. They wouldn't care. It doesn't change what they get out of the game at all. They're still getting your money. They're getting $10 from every person who wants to migrate.
But if
teams,
everyone in
your
neighborhood is if everyone is in the city of Milwaukee is Mystic. Let's say Mystic is like 90% in Milwaukee. I don't know what it is. But if you're if you're another Mystic player, all of a sudden you can't do any of the gym stuff, right? Because it's already blue, so you can't attack it. I guess you could get berries to it, but
yeah.
But like, if no one's attacking it, then you can't put Pokemon in. So it removes a huge point of the game. And I have talked to people who are like, oh, everyone in my small Tennessee town is Instinct. So like, no Valor comes through to knock it out, or no Mystic comes through to knock it out. So those Pokemon just sit there forever because they can't leave because no one on the other team is knocking them out.
So then what's going to happen is Niantic will put in a patch that says a gym can only be held by an individual team for a certain amount of time. And then there's like a 7-day window when it cannot be held by that team. That's it.
I mean, I think the solution or the problem that you're suggesting fixes itself. Because the people who, like, this is for the people who are raiders who raid with a group and they're all on different teams and they want to correct that and move in. Whereas competitive people are going to, it will have a chance to say, okay, all I ever see are mystics and I really need to battle more gyms to get researches or whatever. So I'm going to switch team to the one that's least in my area so that I have more gyms to fight against and I can get more rewards that way. It's like for as many reasons to everybody to go one color, there are just as many reasons for people to go a different color. Like, I see why they're doing it. It makes sense. If you have a strong raiding group, like, if everybody is Team Instinct in the group that you go with, you get that slight benefit for raids.
Yes.
And so when you're the one person who didn't consult with everybody and you've been stuck on horrible Team Mystic because you made poor life choices and all your friends are Instinct, you now have a chance to correct that. And when you're raiding with them, you get all those bonuses. I think it would be hard for giving how competitive people are to say that one team is just going to take over and dominate, because there's always going to be people who want to be the group that has more opportunities to battle them and that will self-level out.
Yeah, but what's going to happen in that small town is somebody's going to be like, you know what, I never get to do anything in the gyms because somebody else is always putting their Pokemon in there and they're on the same team as me, so I'm going to switch teams and now I can battle those gyms.
Yeah. Like, it fixes that problem where if your entire town is Instinct and you've been stuck that way and nobody can clear out those gyms,
well, I mean,
now
nobody's
people can
stuck
move.
At Instinct. They're happy to be on Instinct.
I mean, they're happy at Instinct. Let's say you're stuck at Valor because your town made poor life choices and you want to switch over to Instinct, then they finally have that chance to bring competition to areas that don't have them. Like, I think it fixes a problem for a small group of people. And I don't think it'll go much beyond that, because you're right. On some level, teams don't matter. So the $10 is only for people who are feeling limited by the game or limited by their team choice for a particular valid reason.
Or like the one, like you guys said, the one friend of like, oh, five of my friends are Valor and I'm Mystic and this sucks because like, take out a gym, but they put their Pokemon in and I don't. Like, and I've had that situation with Micah a bunch where we're out taking out gyms because we want to get the little medal. And it's like, okay, well, who's putting a Pokemon in? Like, I guess I'll take this one and then we'll do another gym and then you take the next one. Which, like, kind of sucks, because if we were on the same team, we could just put two Pokemon both in each, which is, I quote unquote, have my hand motions of more fun.
I mean, it is more fun. Sorta.
Right, yeah. It's because you're putting your Pokemon in a gym where you're possibly getting coins, where if you're both attacking a gym and you're being like, well, you put it in this time, I'll put it in next time. It's like, well, I'm doing the work, but it's messy.
Yeah, and then this fixes a bunch of that. So, and it's not cheap. I mean, $10...
What is it Final Fantasy to move to a different server? 20? I think World of Warcraft's also...
Yeah, well, to move a different server 20. Is... I think it's around 20. I'll check.
But definitely just, $10 is like a high enough price to make it so that people won't be frivolous about making that decision. Also, the fact that you can only do it once a year. So you are locked in for that entire time. So you're not going to be frivolous about what you choose to do.
So this is another poll here off Eurogamer. 43% Mystic, 32% Valor, 25% Instinct, which I think was almost identical to the Pokemon Go poll. Reddit poll.
It's $18 to switch worlds.
Got it.
In FF. Yep.
I kind of want to switch teams every year. I kind of just want to do like my Pokemon Day switch team for a year. And
well, you're a weirdo. And you obviously have too much money to be throwing
$10
around on
a
virtual
year?
Team memberships.
But, I mean, why would you... Oh, wow. A faction change in World of Warcraft is $30.
From, what is that, Horde to Alliance?
Yeah. Or Alliance to Horde.
Do I get some nice gifts from my new faction? Welcome to gifts.
Greg, you were a huge World of Warcrafter. Is there, like, is that 50-50? Or is one more dominant than the other?
So it depended on the server that you're on. A horde on certain servers tends to be more populous, and alliance on other servers tends to be more popular. But once they sort of melded all the servers into a giant pool, it doesn't matter much, because the only time that it matters is in PvP. And the PvP worlds are pretty balanced. But if you go into actual PvP matches, it pulls from a wide variety of servers to get members to go in there. So before, like way back in the early days of WoW, if you were on a heavily populated, in one way or the other, PvP was bad, because like if you were heavy alliance populated, your wait times to get into a PvP session was like 20, 30, 40 minutes. Whereas there were so few horde, they were getting in like in 5 minutes. And so they were getting rewards faster. So those sort of things where you're actually competing against each other for rewards is where that became a problem. But I think in general, like as a populace as a whole, horde has like 52% of the population.
It's not terrible.
Like it's not a huge difference. And since they, you know, pull from all servers, the wait time thing and the rewards thing isn't as much of a problem.
Some other Pokemon Go news here that came after the Team Medallion stuff on February 22nd. Challenge Latias in special raids this weekend. Trainers, are you ready for the challenge? From Friday, February 22nd to Friday, March 1st, there will be a special raid week. Legendary Pokemon Latias will be available in raid battles. It will feature the legendary Pokemon Latias, and if you're lucky, you may encounter a shiny Latias. This is off Niantic's or Pokemon Go Live official website. Looking for Latios? Fear not, Latios will appear during its own special raid week at a later date. Do you have what it takes to take on Latias? Get ready and go. Best of luck. Did we talk about the Clan Pearl stuff last week?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because that
pretty
was...
sure they announced it after we recorded.
Yeah, okay, so they announced the Clan Pearl stuff, which we're going to get to next. I have to look at my calendar, so hold on. So the 16th was a community day, right? It was, what Pokemon was it? Jeez. Oh, Swinub.
Yes.
So on the 16th, there was the Swinub community day. And then on the 19th, so 4 days after the community day, they said, guess what? We're going to do another community day this weekend. And it's going to be for Clan Pearl, and it's going to be in the style of Feebas Day, which everyone hated. And then the internet lost their mind because Niantic, please give us more than 4 days in advance. Also, we just finished a community day, and I am also under that mindset of like, Niantic, look, I can't drop what I'm doing every single Saturday to prioritize your game over other things.
Yeah, exactly.
The day after they announced Clan Pearl, I'm sorry, 2 days after they announced Clan Pearl, they were like, guess what? On top of Clan Pearl this weekend, we heard that you guys hated that we give you such a short notice, but hey, let's give you a chance to get shiny Latias this weekend as well. So that's happening. Also, they did the thing that I absolutely hate as somebody who is not a hardcore raider, which is they shaft another Pokemon. They've done this time and time again. It's so frustrating, but they release these Pokemon for a month. Hey, here's Giratina for a month. Here's Mess Spirit for a month. They haven't done Mess Spirit yet, but hey, here's Zapdos for a month. Here's Moltres for a month. Here's Entei for a month. Here's Palkia for a month. Hey, you know what? The last week of Palkia, we're gonna bring a shiny legendary raid. So now, if you're a casual player and you haven't had time to raid and the month is ending and you're like, hey, I need Palkia. Now, half the eggs are going to be Latias, and half the eggs are going to be Palkia. Last minute, of course, because, like, probably if you would have known that this was the Pokemon getting shafted for this year, you probably would have done it earlier if you had time. But also, Now you're going to go into your local Discord, or you're going to go to your Facebook group, or you're going to go to your MySpace wall, and you're going to look to see who's raiding, and none of them will want to do Palkia, right? Because their default answer is, Palkia's just X filler. We're only doing Latias now because this could be shiny. And now you have less people. So you have a less chance of finding Palkia because half of these eggs are going to be Latias. And even if you do find Palkia, people want to do Latias. It sucks. I don't know how else to say it. Like, it for somebody who maybe didn't have the time to raid earlier in the year, or earlier in the month, and they're just looking to get a Palkia, and they don't normally have a group to play with, it sucks.
Mm-hmm. What is eggs filler?
Dex what? Filler.
Oh. Dex filler.
So, like, the Reggies, like Reggie, Regice and Reggie Rock, and those were considered dex filler because you would never use them in battle.
Oh, people. Y'all need to chill.
Wow.
Oh, that is intense.
I don't actually know if Palkia is quote unquote dex filler. I don't know if people plan on using in battle. I don't care, but I like the fact that, like, hey, this is a Pokemon that we're gonna use to celebrate Pokemon Day. Obviously they wanna do a special raid for that, but it does, I don't know, like, plan it out in a way where Palkia doesn't get shafted. Or maybe, yeah, maybe I'm an exception in the crowd. Like, I did get my Palkia on Swinub Day, because it's usually where I get my raid Pokemon, because I don't have to. There's, guess what, on those days there's a bunch of people out playing.
Usually not here in DC yesterday, because it was raining, and it was cold. But you guys just put me in mind that Niantic has really built the better mousetrap, because it's like they have just this endless wheel of grind that you have to get these artificial creations. You have to spend your time and money to get these artificial creations to have artificial battles and to be the best at the artificial battles. And you constantly have to be churning in that wheel. And it's like, you'll never have another intelligent thought, because all you can think of is Pokemon Go and all your Pokemon Go strategies. We could have world peace by now, but Niantic is stealing everyone's brain power.
Well, it's like funny, because like you can see like the cogs turning at the Pokemon company, at Game Freak or Nintendo, where like they're like, hey, what if we just do another event? Okay, that still makes us a lot of money. Okay, but what if we just do like another event?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, okay, more money. Okay, all right. Okay, so we just got off an event. We got nothing going on this weekend. What if we do another? Okay, money's still coming in. Like, it has taken them. Like, you can see the first year where they were doing events, and then you can see last year where they were like, okay, one event a month, maybe this month we'll have two events. And now this year, we're 2 months in, and I cannot remember a weekend where we didn't have an event at this point. Like, they have figured it out.
Yeah, I mean, they have to still be making money, but I think they're cutting a line of exhaustion, right? Like, I think at this point, they're really just leaning into the whales and the people who just, like, this is their main game. And are just saying to people who play it casual, like, just get used to not getting things. Because we're just going to overwhelm it and make it for the people who, this is their only game. That's who we're serving.
Yes.
Only for people with 5 iPhones. No more, no fewer.
Well, I mean,
targeted,
okay,
the 5 iPhone crowd.
So they announced Clamperl Day. So this is like frustrating to me on a personal level, because I like, okay, so I genuinely like Pokemon Go. I love it. It's easily like probably like top 3 all time favorite Pokemon games. To like come off Swinub Day, which I wasn't super hot on, because of, you know, just, again, this is very personal, just because of the area I live in. It's really cold. There's not really a lot of places to play in Milwaukee. and I've just been so busy this last month because I'm about to go on my honeymoon. I wasn't 100% like excited for Swine Update, and that's all. Like, that has nothing to do with the game. That has nothing to do with community events. That has to do with like me and my lifestyle. So, like, personal thoughts and feelings on that. Went out. I played for an hour. I got 3 Swine Ups. I ran my errands for the day instead of walking around the mall for an extra 2 hours. I caught some more. I came home. For me, it was a pretty good Swine Up day. And so, like, being like, okay, we're done with the community day this upcoming Saturday and Sunday. I got a bunch of podcasts to edit because I'm going to be gone. I'm going to spend the Saturday with Irene. We're going to clean the house. We're going to get some Alola vacation done. And then for them to announce another event for a new Pokemon, it's just like, this is my last Saturday in the United States before I leave for two weeks. Not forever, but like, I want to do this, but because I want a new Pokemon. Like, that's cool. Like, finally, we get Clamperl and Huntail and Gorbis, some of the most uninspired Pokemon ever. Cool, we finally get them. But you're telling me that I have to, like, drop everything for 3 hours to do that. And you could be like, well, it'll come back. Sure, yeah, it will probably, case in point, Santa Hat Pikachu has come back every year. Party Hat Pikachu every year. These things come back. Or they appear in the wild, sure. But if you look at things like Sheninja, like, when is that coming back? We don't know. If you didn't get Sheninja, you didn't get Sheninja. You didn't get Giratina? We don't know when Giratina's coming back. So it is designed, like, the game is designed to say, like, if you miss this, you don't, when is it? We don't know. It's going to come back, of course, but when? When? And of course, like, if you don't have Giratina in your decks, it's not like you're missing out on anything, right? It's not like you can work for a shiny charm or like none of that really matters. But if you genuinely like playing the game and there's a new Pokemon coming out, of course you want to get it. Like, what? Like, that's fun. Getting a new Pokemon is fun. So them announcing Clamperl, it was received 2x catch Stardust bonus for water type Pokemon within 3 hours. Water type Pokemon will appear more frequently. Limited research tasks are available when you spin the photo discs. Completing limited research will reward you with Clamperl. So this is very, very like Phoebus. Instead of finding in the wild, you spin a stop, you get a task, you do the task. Feebas, or in this point, Clamperl will pop up. It also goes on and says Clamperl might clam up during the event, so exploring is key. As long as you've collected the limited research, you can complete it any time. Don't forget you need to venture on to many stops in order to get as many research as possible. It also says here, while completing research, keep an eye out for other water type Pokemon such as Krabby and Whalmer. See more details below. So all week I was like, I'm not going to do the event. I'm not going to do the event. I don't care about the event. I'm not going to do the event. And then I did the event anyways.
You did the event, of course.
And it was, I felt like I had to do the event, one, because I wanted to see if they made improvements on the Feebas event. And two, I was like running errands anyways. So I got the 3 and then I saw how easy they were. And so I did the 3 and I was like, okay, there are 3 more stops right there. I'll walk over to them. I did those 3 because they were easy. And then you just kind of get into that cycle. So I ended up doing the event for about 90 minutes out of the 3 hours. And it was fine. Nowhere in there did they mention, though, that Clamperl was going to be shiny, which is like really weird, I think.
Yeah.
Because I cannot remember an instance where they released a brand new Pokemon and made it shiny off the bat. I guess they did that with Shinx, I suppose. But they
didn't announce that Shinx could be shiny and it could be shiny in gyms. I don't remember them announcing Shinx could be shiny.
Yeah, but that was like raid only, I guess. But this is like weird. So Clamperl could be shiny. And then they did the thing where it was either 50% chance of evolving to Gorbis, or 50% chance evolving to Huntail. And of course there were plenty of misinformation going around of like, oh, Gorbis was the female and Huntail is the male, and it's like, no, this is not how it works. But I will say, as frustrating as it was to get these last minute events, I didn't put any money into this event. I didn't. Luckily enough, most of these Pokemon Go events you can go through without putting money into. But it was good. It was actually a good event. I think, again, this is a personal thought. Doing these events in Wisconsin sucks. Not only was it 34 degrees out in the area that makes the most sense to play, just based on the amount of Pokestops, about 20 minutes into walking around in 34 degrees weather, we started getting rain. It sucked, weather-wise. Yeah. But that's, I mean, if you're in Texas, I'm sure this event was perfect.
Yeah,
Florida, I mean, you know, we've had this conversation before.
Yeah. I think from a person who, I play Pokemon Go because it's a Pokemon game, not necessarily because I like it. It makes walks around, it gives me something to do. And I think when these last minute things come up, like Swine Up Day, you know, I had I couldn't get out of my event. Like, I can't cancel. I have people counting on me. And it crosses a line and of once you just sort of resign yourself to not getting these special ones, it makes not going to all the other ones that much easier.
There you go.
And so there are people who fall into like two camps. The people who are like, I can't miss this. I have to go. And even though I don't want to go, I'm going to go because I very much bought into the, I have to have it. This is, I have to have it now. But you also risk the flip side of people who are like me, who are like, well, I missed it. Do I really want to go to the next community day? Because again, there's so many things I could do other than walking around the Mall of America for 3 hours. Now, if I had a big group coming with me, that's different because then it's much more, I'm hanging out with my friends and doing this other thing for 3 hours. But once you've met, like, I couldn't participate in either of these. Like, it just was not going to happen this weekend. There's way too much happening. And I also get resentful of the intrusion of the sort of dictation of a game saying, hey, this is the only time you're going to get this. Are you sure you won't give us your 3 hours on a Saturday? The only weekend you have?
Yeah, the three most inconvenient hours, too.
Yeah, like right in the middle of your day.
Smack dab in the middle of the afternoon. You know, my nap time.
Why isn't it a day? Why is it only 3 hours?
You know, and I would say one thing I would ask for this particular type of community day, because this is the thing that kills me, right? Because you have 3 hours and you've got to chart a path, you know, additional work of Pokestops so that you are continually crossing new Pokestops so that you can get research tasks because you can't get repeat research tasks from ones you've already hit, right?
I think that's okay because it makes you like move, and instead of walking in a circle, you're kind of exploring.
It was 43 degrees. Nah, it was 43 degrees and raining. I didn't want to be moving that far.
Yeah, I mean, right? But you look at it like the place like Mall of America. You can hit all the stops. Yeah, there's a lot of them, but once you've done that loop, which only takes 45 minutes, that's your day.
So the change I would ask for is either make it a full day, and then I could just do it, you know, while I'm out doing my errands and running around town and everything. I'm going to be hitting different Pokestops anyways because I'm going up and down Wisconsin Avenue in my car, going to the grocery store, the gym, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Or make it so that the Pokestops can give research tasks multiple times and not just once per Pokestop per day. So that for those of us who, say, might want to get together in the train station where, sure, there's like 6 or 7 Pokestops, but, you know, just let us work through those ones and then repeat them so that we can stay in a nice, safe, warm area in February.
Yeah. I just don't understand. Like, it's obvious that the time limit is to create the false scarcity, to create the drive that this is the only amount of time, and it's also to say, hey, the entire meet all these people. Like, I sort of get the idea of why it's limited so that you get the biggest concentration of people and they all know they're going to be there instead of like 8 hours people wandering in and out. But on things like the Clam Pearl research and the raids, where it's not a spawn thing, just make it an 8-hour event.
Well, if they want these concentrations of people too, then they need to like choreograph better raid times as well. If I'm at the mall in Milwaukee and there's two gyms there and there's, you know, 300 plus people playing Pokemon Go because it's the only warm place in Milwaukee with a good concentration of Pokemon spawning for a community day. Why is it like those two gyms don't turn into raids? Like how have they not figured out, hey, maybe we should be popping Palkias or Alolan Marowak during prime community day hours? Because if there's people out there, they're going to spend the dollar for the raid pass.
Yeah.
How have they not figured this out yet?
I mean, it wasn't the last time we were all at Mall of America,
Single five-star raid spawned while we were there for...
In the 3 hours, and there are five gyms there, and not one did a five-star. And, matter of fact, I've never seen a five-star pop during community day at Mall of America of all the times that I've been there.
So, like, I don't know. I just, like, yeah, if they want people to play for the 3 hours for the artificial scarcity, like, they need... I guess if they want to make more money, I feel like just hit the trigger of, hey, we're going to pop these raids during this time. Instead of just, like, it is really disappointing to be like, oh, well, 3 hours, no raids. And I'm seeing all these gyms. And then on your way home, you're seeing a bunch of raids light up. And you're like, well, I'm not there. Everyone's gone home for the day. Like, what am I supposed to call them back up and have them circle around? It's... I guess, like, the takeaway, though, is, like, it has gotten better, right? Like, this event was better than the Feebas event in pretty much every single area. And that's great. But it's still, like, the whole last-minute thing is kind of frustrating.
Yeah, the last-minute part, and, I mean, for casual players like me, it's exhausting to keep up on them.
Absolutely.
It's just like, I can't give up another weekend to this game. I can't keep taking that chunk of my life out. It feels like you're asking a lot. And once that's been broken in you, it's like, do I really want to do the next? Like, Treecko is probably one of my favorite starters, and I'm looking at it going, ugh, when is it?
That's all the way at the end of March. We're good.
Do I have to do it? Like, I mean, it just feels like a lot. And it's a month away.
That's all the Pokemon news we got for the week. Shout out to James, who sent in the Pokemon World Championship dates news from our Slack community. There was a couple of other articles, but we're running long today, so we will leave it at that. Yeah, there's the Treecko event, but you guys can probably talk about that next week of what it includes, what dates it are, all that stuff. So,
Save us some news.
Save us some morsels. Also, let's just start sending in a bunch of emails. We'll answer your emails.
There you go. Yup.
So we'll take one more break, and then when we come back, we'll do our question of the week and our Pokemon of the week. So we will be right back.
But your player character in this game is called Chase. And the female character is called Elaine. Elaine. Elaine.
Like, you got Trace, you got Chase, and Elaine.
Elaine.
Like, you got Trace, you got Chase, and Elaine.
Elaine.
And we are back from our break. Oh, I completely forgot. We didn't talk about the 50-50% evolution split.
Right.
So if you don't know how Clamperl actually evolves in the game, it needs either For the record, I've evolved 5 Clamperls, and they all turned into Gorbis.
Which is the better of the two.
So if you don't know how it evolves, it evolves in the game either with a deep sea tooth, I think.
Yep.
Or what's the other one?
Deep sea scale, isn't it?
Deep sea scale. So you need to find these items in the game, and then you have to give them to Clamperl, and then on top of that, you have to trade the Pokemon. So it's no different than giving Dusclops a Reaper cloth and then trading it to evolve it into Dusknoir. Except this is a split evolution, so gender does not matter. So I feel like in this case, it's a lose-lose for most fans, because on one instance, you're going to have the people that complain that, well, it's 50-50, this sucks, I can't get the one I want. So in my case, I flipped tails 5 times in a row and I got 5 Gorbis and not a single Huntail. And then you're going to have the other fans that are like, ugh, another held item. This sucks. I don't have the item. I can't evolve my Curlia into a Gallade because I don't have a Sinnoh Stone, and Sinnoh Stones are so hard to get.
What do you mean you can get 5 Sinnoh Stones a day?
No, you can't.
From doing battles, trainer battles.
You
battling
can get
your friends.
A chance to get.
You get a chance.
Oh, when I did it, I got 5 in a row.
Oh,
that was because on Swinub Day it was guaranteed.
Oh, well, there you go.
I believe it is about a 7% chance to do a battle to get a Sinnoh Stone. And you can do 4 a day. You can do 3 friends and 1 gym leader for a chance for a Sinnoh Stone. But on Community Day, it was 5 guaranteed. So it's a lose-lose, right? Like, right. They're not happy with they're not happy that they can't control it, and they're not happy with held items. So I don't know. I just throw my hands up in the air and go, like, what else do you want? Because if you want to be authentic to the games, find an item, I suppose. I mean, I guess they could say use a Sinnoh Stone to evolve this, but then you're using good luck finding a Sinnoh Stone after Swinub Day. One would assume that because the Pokemon company is very protective of the brand, they were the one that approved the 50-50 Evo split, because they are like Disney in that case, and they have to approve everything Niantic does.
Alright.
So I guess if the Pokemon company's okay with it, whatever. Whatever. But that's how it works.
I mean, you just get more Clamperl, right? That's so easy to get.
Yeah.
And don't question why a clam turns into an eel.
Because it does.
Yeah, that's what happens in nature. Yes. Clams turn into eels.
Alright. Greg, question of the week time.
It's time for the question of the week.
This is from Chris in our Addict channel in Slack.
Which Chris? There's a lot of Chris's out there.
Chris G.
Oh. Yeah.
It's your boy. Go talk to him.
Yeah.
Chris says, and everyone wanted this question, so everyone agreed. What 5 Pokemon would make a solid boy band?
On it.
He would ask that question.
I'm on it. I'm all over it.
I believe he probably was on a boy band at one point in his life.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready for my boy band?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The heartthrob is Roserade, obviously.
That's not a boy.
Roserade can be a boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bad boy is Scrafty. The cute one's Jigglypuff. The older brother is Pangoro, and the shy one's Cubone.
Was that not 4?
That's 5.
Cubone, Scrafty, Jigglypuff.
Greg prepared ahead of time, so.
Okay, I'm gonna axe Jigglypuff right away. Jigglypuff is not boy band material. Jigglypuff is solo material.
Yeah.
Look, Jigglypuff has to start somewhere. Are you telling me that Justin Timberlake did not start in a group? Are you saying that Beyonce did not start in a group? They all started in a group. They tested their good materials.
Britney Spears did not start in a group, and I would.
Excuse me. What is the Mickey Mouse Club?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I agree. Greg is correct. You are wrong.
Sir.
I
testing out the materials first and then cutting the rest out and making your own business deal, that is prime Jigglypuff territory.
I don't agree with this Jigglypuff.
I need a minute to get this together because I did not prepare ahead of time.
Jigglypuff
is
the cute one.
What is Pangoro doing here?
He's just the older brother. He's that kind of one that's in the back that can't dance and really can't sing.
Yeah.
But it's there to make everybody feel comfortable.
Maybe he's more of the singer than the dance. Like, he's like the Lance Bass.
Yeah, he's the Lance.
No, Meloetta?
Meloetta already shunned all the other bands. Like, Meloetta's like, look, I come with a microphone installed.
I
do not need you to propel me to the top.
Okay, so first off, I feel like we're sleeping on Chimchar.
Chimchar? Chimchar's a baby.
Chimchar has some
Infernape,
moves.
Maybe.
No. Chimchar's idol animation in X and Y and Higher proves that Chimchar has the moves. He has a
Chimchar
that you've been playing too much fourth generation games and staring at these.
Chimchar is a backup dancer for Meloetta on Meloetta's world tour. Chimchar hopes to one day be able to sing but doesn't have the voice for it, so it spends years as a backup dancer and then goes on reality TV to try to like show everybody in the world that it can dance, and then it like gets stuck with like Palkia as his dance partner on Dancing with the Pokemon Legends, and then that whole thing goes terrible wrong, but then they get their own YouTube series out of it. And then they're like a complete dancer from then on. And then they evolve into Infernape and people are like not as into it anymore. And then they have to rebrand themselves as like a Twitch streamer or something. Like Chimchar's vector is not boy band material. Chimchar has a different dance vector. Like maybe eventually it ends up on Broadway, you know, because it's still got the moves, but there's more roles for it.
Are we also sleeping on Maractus?
Maractus?
I mean, Maractus could fill, definitely not at the heartthrob, certainly not the bad boy, could fill the older brother. Like, you know, when Pangoro, people are like, Pangoro's looking a little long in the tooth, Maractus comes in, like, what's up? I'm the new older brother now.
Will, give me your five.
Okay, so... Now, remember, I did not prepare ahead of time, so I have just thought this out in the last 5 minutes or so. All right, are we ready?
I can send you the boy band tropes if you need to know the types that you have to
I'm not going to. This is all Will-style boy band, but I think I've got it here. So I've got Galad, that dude.
Yeah.
I think we're more like K-pop is what I'm going for.
Yeah, well, K-pop is a very different thing, so yes.
All right, so Galad.
I mean,
at
that point, we could have the entire Pokemon series in, and then like you have K-pop group A, B, C, D. Like so, K-pop gets wild.
Galad is fancy, good dancer, and a good singer.
Okay,
all right.
Hitmontop is all about the dance moves.
That's true. Yep. That's true.
Not
that's
necessarily
true.
The singer, but he's doing breakdancing, popping and locking, all that stuff.
Okay.
Sawk is your muscle dude. Just like, you know, pure muscle. Also an okay singer, not a soloist.
I think Sock is lips, has somebody sing for them.
Well, maybe. I mean, you know, that's been out there.
I think
Sock
could throw the Milli Vanilli of the Pokemon world.
Mr. Mime, definitely.
All right.
No.
I can get behind this.
Got some real unique moves.
Mr. Mime cannot sing.
Well, I mean, he's got somebody else doing his singing for him, but he's got the moves, right? He can really, like, just really interpret.
But he's got weird retro moves.
That's fine.
Hey,
it comes
look.
Across as oddly French.
That's okay. 98 degrees here. You remember them?
Oh, yeah. Well.
And then finally, Dartrix for the hair and kind of also being outsider one, you know, like
Dartrix would make a good bad boy. He'd be a good rebel with his
emo hair.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, my group's more about the dancing than the singing.
Yeah, you have a good dance troupe.
It's more of who were those guys that Irene really likes that they just don't really sing at all?
BTS.
BTS.
What? BTS sings?
Oh.
I wouldn't call that singing.
Ooh.
You got like three rappers and three...
Exactly. There you go. Singers. Rapping is not singing. Rapping is speaking rhythmically.
Yeah. Rex Harrison, the original rapper. Deep musical cuts.
Werther's original, the original rapper.
Mm.
All right. I got my five. We're doing doing a five group.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have five, you can do four. Usually the shy one gets cut because they're too shy.
All right. So we're going to do, we'll also do K-pop over here. We have Politoed.
Okay.
He's got the rhythm, got the moves, clearly has the voice. Frogs have singing voices, right?
I mean, some, yeah.
On WB, sure.
Yeah. Princess and the Toad.
We have Vigoroth, the hard worker of the group. Vital spirits, so never sleeps, so does all the...
Does Vigoroth got the booty?
Yeah, Vigoroth got that booty.
Vigoroth does have the booty. So very popular with the boys and girls. But Vigoroth's like the leader, hard worker of the group. Maybe not the most talented vocally, but puts in the hours behind the scenes to make sure the band succeeds. We got Semi-Poor.
Oh, I thought that you were getting rid of those guys.
Betrayal.
Look, I gotta make use of this roster. As a boy band manager, I gotta pick and take.
Semi Sierra's got the better hair.
Yeah, Semi Sierra's the hair. It's what all the boys and girls flock over.
No. You said Semi Poor.
Oh, sorry.
Semi Sierra's got the better hair.
Semi Poor. No, Semi Poor has the better hair. It's down. It's luscious. It's locks. It's probably always wet, but conditioned very nicely.
Well, it's greasy,
very,
more like
very
it.
Important for a boy band. You have to have your edgelord, of course, for a boy band. So we have Meowstic bringing that in.
Meowstic's a child.
What are you? No, you're thinking of Esper.
Well, maybe you're right.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, I mean, but... I feel like Meowstic just is... I think Meowstic just comes out to the front of the stage, grabs the microphone, and just stares at the audience.
I know, it freaks them out a little bit.
And does nothing.
Okay, that's Esper. I feel like that's very Esper. Meowstic, though, knows what he's doing. Okay, we gotta have the all-star of the group, the person with the actual vocals. Also very cute. So that's gonna go to Brionne.
Brionne?
No.
Yeah, Brionne!
No.
I'll give you Brionne.
Because
I'll give
Brionne,
you Brionne. Prime Marina or bust.
No. Pre-Marina is the Justin Timberlake outside of NSYNC. Brionne is Justin Timberlake in NSYNC.
All right, fine.
Pre-Marina is a solo act.
I mean, you're not wrong.
What a question. All right, Will, give us our Pokemon of the week.
Well, what was the Pokemon of the week last week? You guys all thought you knew it so well.
Oh, yeah.
It's...
Gliscor.
Gligar.
It's Gligar. Oh, my God. Why do you always miss when I say this Pokemon evolves?
I should have also...
Gliscor does not evolve.
Taking in consideration that you said you used it in battle and you're using an... Sinnoh Stone on a Gligar probably didn't happen at that point.
I don't know. It knows Dig in Pokemon Go. It cannot learn Dig in real Pokemon.
Gligar. All right. I got it up. You want trivia?
Give me a trivia.
Tell us all about Gligar, man.
Although Gligar could not learn Earthquake by TM in Gen 2, a Gligar that knew Earthquake was a reward in Pokemon Stadium 2. For beating the rival in round 2. Gligar can
really?
Be seen... Yeah, a reward? I guess you got it? I guess it's useless.
Because
you
can't that at
trade
all.
Them up anyways. Gligar can be seen parallel to Sneasel. Both are dual types. Both have the same base stat totals. They evolve into Pokemon that were introduced in Gen 4. And they do so by leveling up at night. Both holding... items containing the word razor. Gligar shares physical traits with bats, gargoyles, scorpions. It is maybe based on the scorpion fly.
Ugh. Flying scorpions are horrifying.
I am not going to Google that.
No.
Also, can we talk about how they just change Gligar's color every generation?
Yeah, they do.
Like, what?
I mean, it's a cute pink in Gen 2. Then it's a soft lavender, which is also lovely in Gen 3. Then it's back to sort of pink in Gen 4. And then it stays a sort of pink, but it keeps getting lighter.
And, like, in Ruby... Okay, it's the same color from Gold, Silver, Crystal. It's, like, that hot pinkish. And then Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald, and Fire Red, Leaf Green, it's the lavender color. Yep. And then in Diamond and Pearl, it's the lavender color, but slightly darker. And then in Platinum, it's, like, just a straight-up purple. Like, it is, and like, a bluish purple.
And then it's completely different in Heart Gold.
Yeah, and then in Heart Gold, Soul Silver, it's back to, like, that hot pink. And then in Black and White, and Black and White 2, it's, like, that hot pink, but they, like, muted it. They, like, turned down the opacity.
It's just, like, pink.
And then in X and Y and Omega Ruby, it's, again, that pink, but they, like, make it even more duller. Like, they were like, we need to remove the shine. Like, what is happening to this color? Like, who?
And then they darken it a bit for Sun and Moon.
Why can no one decide what color this Pokemon is?
Well, they keep running out of the paint.
That's it. You run out of paint, you're just kind of like, well, what do we got lying around? It's kind of close.
It's very...
Okay, the fact that it's so many different colors in Gen 4 is just wild to me.
Somebody could not decide.
Where's the quality control?
I am double checking here.
It also like changes shape a little bit.
Yeah, it really does. It's all over the place.
But it kind of has like a weird color thing for Gliscor, where in Diamond, Platinum, and Pearl and Heart Gold, it's like the purple color. And then in X and Y and later, it's just like, it's going to be like gray. No, we don't need purple anymore.
How's about that shuffle icon?
Oh, the shuffle icon's real sweet.
It's got that tongue sticking out.
It's got that tongue. La, 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 la,
la, la. Does have the tongue, it's true.
Does have the tongue, it's real good. Okay. I will say this. The color changes aren't as drastic, but they're still there for Gliscor.
For Gliscor?
What is going on? All right. What's our new challenge? Steve doesn't have to listen, not that he did anyways, because he won't be here, but I will pay attention.
Okay. Unfortunately, I was taking a nap, and it was interrupted, which has greatly impacted the quality of this Pokemon of the week. Only 12 Pokemon can learn the move Belly Drum by leveling up. In Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, your belly is a counter that determines the number of actions you can take within a dungeon, as everything you do consumes a portion of your belly. You cannot use Belly Drum in Pokemon Mystery Dungeon if your belly is at 1 or less. When you do use Belly Drum, it reduces your belly to 1, but it maximizes your attack.
Hmm.
There are 11 Pokemon with typing Water Ground. I could not find any Pokemon with Ground Water typing. Out of these 11, you would think that Seismitoad could learn Belly Drum, but it cannot. In fact, only 2 of these can learn Belly Drum, and only if you received one of them as a distribution in Pokemon Stadium 2 between May 5th and June 21st, 2002. If you did not pick that one up, well, they have never repeated that distribution. The second one, which is this week's Pokemon, will know Belly Drum if you evolve the original one. This week's Pokemon in the one Pokemon Mystery Dungeon game that does not include Belly is the Landlord of Paradise. Your partner will buy land from this Pokemon and later becomes the headquarters for your operation for your exploration team. Its catchphrase is, hmm.
Hmm.
There you go. That's all you get. This is just for our Pokemon Mystery Dungeon players. They're all like, oh, this is so obvious. I'm going to throw them a bone once a year.
I guess. All right. Well, that's our episode. You have a couple days left to get your special bonuses on Patreon if you want a postcard from Japan when I go. And if you want to listen to Alola Vacation, that's active until the end of the month. I will be in Japan for the next couple weeks, so Will be in charge of the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finally, after all these years, it's been 6+ years, and finally I have wrested control.
So the hosting, the news, the topics, the editing, all done by Will.
Let me apologize for the quality drop in advance.
I'm sure it'll be exciting. If I will be hopefully documenting everything in Japan, whether that's like cool shops I see, your food I try, or I'm going to try to live stream like Pokemon centers or just anything interesting. If possible, I bought a 30 gig data card there for my iPhone, so it should provide 4G/LTE. That's what they say on the website for $200. I hope that that is true. So if you want to stay up to date with that, I'm sure you probably know my Instagrams, my Twitters, my Twitch, everything by now. Twitch.tv/PKMNcast. At Pokemon Podcast on Twitter or at Dragging a Lake on Twitter. And yeah, I'll be gone until mid-March. So I'm very excited. It's like kind of a dream come true to go to Japan. See how much Pokemon stuff there really is. Oh man, I finally played Yo-Kai Watch and we didn't even get to talk about it this episode.
But I have to wait.
Has to
Four
wait.
Weeks, 3 weeks, whatever.
I will just say this. Yo-Kai Watch, not like Pokemon at all. I would probably say it's more like an Earthbound or like a Chrono Trigger, surprisingly.
I've never played either of those.
I'm sure Greg has.
Yeah, Chrono Trigger is so good.
I wouldn't call Yo-Kai Watch so good, but I would not. After 4 hours of playing, it is not Pokemon. That is
okay,
for sure.
So next week on Chrono Trigger Cast.
Perfect. You can find Greg on Twitter at White Wing. You can find Will on Twitter at Wash in the Sink. If you want to help out the show, ISE.cash if you want to support on Patreon, or the long way, patreon.com/itssupereffective. If you want to support the show for free, you can leave us a review in Apple Podcasts. Just search for It's Super Effective and then hit the button and then write, like, I like this show, and then hit submit, and then it helps us out.
Yay!
Thank you to everyone who's reviewed us so far. Otherwise, this has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
super effective.
Super 98 Backstreet NSYNC Boys. I missed a lot, like BTS.
Yeah, they're the new era, not the 90s era.
What was the one from that was all Spanish?
Menudo?
Menudo!
The original
Menudo!
Boy band.
Yes. Dang it! That's
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin, the Maractus, right there.
They used to kick you out of Menudo when you turned 16.
When you turned 16, get out. Start a solo career. Take over the Grammys with a real hot performance. Oof.
A big shout out to the producers of this show, starting with Kevin, Cygnus, Robert, Ivan, Jeff, Pat Matrick, Catherine, and Alex. Thank you so much for your support and supporting It's Super Effective. If you would also like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to patreon.com/itssupereffective. Or even easier, ISC.cash. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.